Now we come here to this matter, and he returns back to it, this matter of prayer. And he says, I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Now, this is a very wonderful statement that he's making here. Actually, when he says, I will, he's not, I don't think here, putting his will into it. This is a desire. I desire that men everywhere, that is in every place where believers meet, and this is public, quite obviously, it's for public service. And he says, lifting up holy hands. Now, that was a custom in that day. It was practiced by the early church. And it revealed a dedication in the lives of those praying. Now, there are certain ones today that in their services do that. They're criticized for it, ought not to be. Nothing wrong with that, if that's the way you feel, lifting up your hands. I've always hesitated myself because I'm not sure about my hands, whether they are clean or not, clean physically and maybe clean otherwise. And he talks about them being holy hands. And that would mean hands that are dedicated to God's service. And my friend, you ought not to poke up your hands in a meeting if those hands are not used for the service of Christ. If you can look back on your life and know whether you ought to poke those up in a service or not. Lifting up holy hands. And it was the custom in that day. Now he says here that this is his will, that they lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And this matter of without wrath, it means that all sins have been confessed. You don't come with anger in your heart, a bitter spirit, but that you come with all your sins confessed and without doubting. And you remember the writer to the Hebrews says that without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And it means that we're to come in faith in prayer. I think actually one of the reasons, and there are several reasons, why prayer meetings are not better attended today in our churches, and I'd like to go into that sometime, the different reasons, but one of the reasons is here, people lack faith. They don't believe that God is going to hear and answer prayer. And judging from some of the prayer meetings, I do not mean to be irreverent, but I think the Lord apparently yawns during the prayer meeting. They're so boresome. And prayer meeting ought to be made by those, you can see, that have their sins confessed, that they don't enter it with bitterness in their heart, and that they come in faith, believing. And it's this kind of a prayer that'll make a prayer meeting.